Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me, as always, is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Good, man. Doing a early morning cigar review video. This is how much we're committed. Okay.
Sunday morning. Make sure you mention Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. Okay. So decided to skip church and do the reviews.
Yeah, you skip church.
All right. So you're welcome.
And with us today also is John McTavish. How you doing, John?
Now is the winter of my discontent.
So today we are talking about the Gurkha, the Master Select Toro. Cigar is 6-inch by 50 ring gauge, comes out of the... John, you need to tell the factory this comes out of, because I love the way you say it.
Do I know which factory this comes out of?
It's from the commercial, come on.
Oh, man. You can't throw this stuff at
me. You haven't had it as a copy yet. All right, American Caribbean Cigars.
American Caribbean Cigars.
Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano. The binder is Honduran Habano. And the filler is from the Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. Price point is $8.50. Cigar was released in October of 2017. So with all that out of the way, June, take us through your smoking experience.
First couple of thirds, I enjoy the cigar. Pretty decent array of flavors. I got bread, cream, white pepper, baking spices, nuts. There's ever since the beginning for me, there's this underlying like small amount of like a bitter wood note going on, and as well as a dry barnyard to the entire profile. So it's kind of layered it the entire profile with those two flavors. On the retrohale, as kind of expected, you get a bigger pop in spice. In the sense of like white pepper and baking spices, strength of body medium. So first couple of thirds, it was kind of giving you that that white pepper, baking spices, and then at other times it'll be more like bread note with like leveling degrees of like dry barnyard coming up and down. And then within the last third, I felt like the profile got a little worse in terms of the flavors. I felt like it was a little too spice dominant. It really gave me a little bit too much of like that white pepper baking spice notes. And at times it's just a truth. And then, you know, it started tasting kind of like this, like, you know, sometimes you have a cigar just kind of smell like you're tasting burning paper. Mm-hmm. It started kind of getting like that for me. So especially when it went that route, it really took out a lot of the like nuances, like especially on that like earthiness and spiciness. And then the strength kind of kicked up a little bit, not too much to like a full-blown medium full, but body state medium. In terms of construction, I rated the burn to be good. So that is two notches below our perfect score. A couple minor touch-ups. My example had really bad smoke production. The burn was pretty uneven, but positives of it is a cool burn, slow burn, so that's good. On the draw, I rated it to be very good, so it's one notch below our amazing score. It was a little bit loose for my liking, but still, nonetheless, it was a good draw.
How about you, John? What was your smoking experience like?
I mean, I had some similar experiences to June. There's a sweet creaminess that was kind of present throughout the entire cigar experience, and the cigar did sort of go... It was an interesting combination of some intense spices, but also had some nuances, which I think, for me, is what made this cigar. I think it was just a lot of intense flavor profile. It wouldn't really separate itself from anything else, but underneath that, it had a lot of nuance. So, you know, there was some cedar. There was really this sort of velvety mouthfeel that accompanied chocolate and caramel throughout the entire cigar experience. And then the middle, I sort of got this, especially in the summertime, if you smell sweet clover, there's sort of that intense vegetal clover note through the middle and final third, which was really interesting. And I did find, a lot of cigars tend to fall off pretty aggressively in the last third. For me, this didn't actually fall off. The intensity and the complexity that was in the middle third really carried through in the final third. So really no drop off in terms of, complexity or flavor combination. I found it nicely balanced. There were pretty clear transitions between first, middle, and last thirds. Overall, I mean, this is a very good experience, and I kind of prefaced my review saying this kind of already made my my cigar of the year last year. And you know, this is the first time I've revisited it since I sat down and reviewed it, and same experience. It's just, it kind of crept up on me, and this cigar kind of hits all the profile of things that I'm looking for in a cigar. In terms of construction, I had a similar issue with June, right on the same mark. I think there's maybe some construction issues with these. I had lopsided burn, requiring touch-ups at multiple points. The ash did hold on very well, but you know, there was definitely noticeable lopsided burn with touch-ups. I did have an initial, and it's kind of curious that June had an open draw, because I actually started out with a really snug draw, and then it corrected itself pretty much three or four draws in, which I've also never experienced before. So I'm not sure what that was all about, but I put it down as amazing, because once that sort of initial snugness passed, the draw was flawless for the rest of the cigar. Yeah, I mean, again, this is definitely a cigar of the year for me. And, you know, I look forward to the complaining and trash talk that I will face online for it.
Right.
It's, I welcome it.
Yeah, for me, the cigar started out with some dark wood and cinnamon. And it was kind of interesting, because on the retrohale, the roles were kind of reversed, where on the mouth draws, you know, the cinnamon was behind the dark wood, but on the retrohale, the cinnamon was up in front. So it was kind of an interesting combination there. A little further in, that cinnamon kind of faded away, got a little bit of creamy mustiness joining in with that wood that was becoming more defined as oak. And that kind of, you know, how the first start kind of remained, you know, just started that dark wood and musty oak, and strength is kind of slightly above medium there. Second, third, kind of continues on the same way. A little bit of cinnamon returns in the profile. That dark oak kind of lightens up a little bit. A little further, I got a little bit of kind of walnut nuttiness that joined in. So kind of, you know, get that slight sweet nuttiness, little slight bitterness to it, like walnut. Further in, kind of the oak starts to picking up a little bit more. Cinnamon drops out of the profile again. Retrohale is really kind of a musty oak profile. Strength doesn't really move from the slightly above medium mark. And final third, you know, kind of a little bitterness popped up. But, you know, just after a few draws, it started to settle down a bit. So it wasn't a really big deal. Still a lot of the oak, musty components. The walnut nuttiness kind of moves out of the profile. And as the cigar was wrapping up, a little bit of slight sweetness entered in, kind of with that musty note. But strength did bump up to medium full in that final third. Similar to you guys, I wasn't super impressed with the burn. Pretty wavy throughout. Final third, the cigar seemed to want to go out on me. So I had to do a couple of relights and do some frequent draws to keep things going. Ash held on an inch and a half increments. Regards to the draw, just a little tighter than I prefer, but it didn't cause any issues with the smoking strength, so it wasn't much to complain about. So, June, what was your overall thoughts on the cigar?
Overall, I thought it was an average cigar. You know, I felt like it was a bit inconsistent, right? So, like, I felt like either the profile was a bit too much spice-driven, or it was just, like, or it lost spice, and it was just, like, just bread note, kind of a cream bread note, kind of a heavy aspect of it. So, you know, one of my gripes about having cigars is, like, if I want within the first, second, or last third to transition well, right, and to build up. But whenever I get a cigar that goes back and forth between a couple of major components of different notes that I'm tasting, that annoys me. I'm always looking for the like cigar to hit a stride at some point. And this never did. So it's interesting because something that's also kind of neat is so Aaron does most of our Instagram postings. So every time you see someone's hand, it's not my hand. It's, you know, they're white hands, not their Asian hands. So when you posted that, I had some buddies of mine, I had four buddies of mine, like, hit me up on like Facebook Messenger. They're like, "Hey, friends don't let friends smoke. Gurkha, what the fuck are you doing?" Yeah. But you know, this is one of the biggest brands I would probably say is hated by like the craft, you know, cigar smokers. But there's no reason to hate it. I mean, they make so much stuff, man. Like, you're bound to find something that's going to be good, right? Or else they wouldn't be selling so damn much of these and, like, you know, have such a huge presence in our industry. So, but anyways, off that rant, this particular one, I thought it was just average.
How about you, John? What were your overall thoughts?
Again, yeah, this kind of revisited my experience both at the IPCPR and after the IPCPR when I smoked this last year. You know, sometimes when you go back and revisit a cigar that you really enjoyed or rated very highly, you're always kind of hesitant to say, well, you know, maybe I was just buying into the hype or, you know, reaching for that advertising money at the time. but, you know, when you go back and you have a similar experience to what you had, and it all kind of comes back, like, oh, yeah, I remember why I enjoyed this cigar so well. And again, I think it's perhaps a bit subjective in the sense that, for me, this kind of hit all those points of a flavor profile that I'm looking for in a cigar in the way that I'm looking for it. So, you know, when we talk about spice, I think one of the things that can be really overdone in a cigar is, you know, oh, you want spice? Well, let me just dial that to a 10. And even while that's kind of fun and in a, you know, kind of circus kind of way, as a cigar profile, it's, you know, I'm not really looking for a pepper bomb for 9/10 of my cigar experience. So I think one of the things that this, again, really did well for me is that it did balance between the different levels of strength and the different profiles that were available. I do want to echo June's sentiment because, you know, I think, and, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I do think it's kind of hysterical that this brand, maybe more than any other brand in the market, really has this attitude attached to it. It's like, well, I tried a Gurkha once and I really didn't like it. And it's like, oh, okay. So you smoked a catalog Gurkha. And so you're writing off a brand that probably has like 75 different offerings off the top of my head. And it's like, hey man, you know, you can like or dislike whatever you want, but I just don't get why people would then objectively try and measure other people by that. And it's like, well, if you've smoked 35 Gurkhas and you think they're all trash, you know, that's a pretty good objective measure to go by. But again, most of these people, like, you know, last year when we were talking about the Master Select, a lot of people were like, well, man, yeah, I can't believe you put a Master Select in a list. It's like, oh, okay, well, you know, have you smoked it? Well, no.
Right.
Okay. Well, then what are you talking about? Like, when's the last time you smoked a Gurkha? Well, yeah. 4 years ago. Okay. You know, and I think just as a rant over, you know, an overreaching rant here, it really drives me crazy when someone formulates an opinion on an entire portfolio of a brand, especially a brand as big as Gurkha, based on one or two cigars. To me, that's, I mean, again, you can do whatever you want. I think that's pretty absurd. That, I mean, one of the fun parts of doing reviews for me is moving out of my comfort zone and trying stuff from cigar companies that I wouldn't probably pick up on my own. So.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah, this is the first cigar that I ever bought multiples of, and it was a 10 pack through one of the auction sites. And this is, you know, back when the blend was the catalog blend, and now this version is changed from that because they wanted to pull back some of those catalog blends and that.
Oh, they changed it from the original?
Yes.
Oh.
So supposed to be that's why this is kind of a new for 2017 type cigar.
Yeah, it's an upmarket.
They've changed the blend. They took, you know, they were pulling some of the brands back from the catalogs that were just being, I don't know, probably being outsourced in regards to the blends and the manufacturing and just having the Gurkha name on them. But this is different. But this cigar is definitely better than those ones I got early on. It didn't blow me away by any means. I mean, the first third started out with that nice combination of the wood and the cinnamon, but that didn't last very long. If that would have lasted longer, it'd be more kind of in tune with the cigar. But it just didn't do that. I mean, construction is pretty good. You know, the burn, I think we all had issues with the burn. I definitely think it's a step in the right direction for Gurkha to start kind of getting away from those, you know, hated on catalog blends that I think people, you know, form their opinion on for the brand and get back to more of those boutique style blends and things that are actually going to, you know, gain people back. You know, this is probably not something I'm going to go back to. I didn't like it as much as John did, but I definitely think it's a start in the right direction for the company. And I have no problem smoking Gurkhas. I mean, I know there's so much hate on there, but it doesn't matter to me. They have so many offerings, like you said, June. There's going to be something that people like. I mean, there's cigars like the Ninja that I like and, you know, things like that. So there are Gurkhas that I like, even though, you know, people want to think that, you know, the entire brand doesn't make something that's even palatable. But anyways, so let's get into the scores. John, we'll start out with you. You gave it an 8.73. June, you gave it a 6.10. I gave it 5.75. So we'll start out with John. That match up with your experience?
I would actually say it's, in my mind, it's a little bit on the high side. I kind of would have expected it to come in at the low eights instead of the high eights. I mean, it's still a cigar of the year candidate for me. But I think if you factor in, I think people need to keep in mind, construction and burn is almost a gimme score. Mm-hmm. So if you're having issues in construction and burn, to me that does signify an issue. And I would say that, you know, if I just picked this off the truck and smoked it, it'd be one thing. But this cigar rested in my humidor for, I would say, a good 3 or 4 months. So there's really no reason for that to perform that way. That being said, at that price point, I'd say pretty good performer for me for the flavor profile that's being delivered.
How about you, June?
Yeah, it matches pretty well. I thought that it was overall average experience, decently good construction, I guess. So you know, low sixes is going to hit anywhere in the top list for me whatsoever, but, you know, average experience.
Yeah, I mean, the flavor profile is slightly above average for me, but average overall, you know, construction, we all have the same, probably the same rating on the construction. That burn just kind of was a bit of a downer, so that kind of knocked it down a little bit. So, but yeah, I think it matched up well. We talked about this cigar quite a bit, but any other final thoughts from you guys on this one?
You know, one of those things where I do at every trade show when I smoke cigars, for this past one, for whatever reason, everything that I liked in Vegas at the trade show, we come back and we smoke it for review, and I don't end up liking it.
Yeah.
This is one of them, because I remember having this one, and I was like, oh, it's actually pretty good. And I came back, and I was like, well, I could probably give it a good score. And then I'm like, it's an average score.
Yeah.
I'm no McTavish, you know what I mean?
Gotta make that advertising money, dog, you know.
That's right.
You gotta respect those major brands, otherwise where the money at.
That's right.
I changed my score. It's amazing. 9.5.
I think it'd be kind of fun, you know, I think as a social experiment down the road, I think it'd be kind of fun to throw in some unbanded Gurkhas in with, like some high-performing unbanded Gurkhas in with some other boutique brands, because I honestly don't believe that the average smoker or even a lot of boutique smokers would in any way, shape, or form be able to pick that out from a list of other top-performing boutique cigars, and I'm confident in that. I think, you know, it opens some eyes and maybe change some preconceived notions.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I'll pick on a forum just to pick on one, and I'll use Reddit as the one. But I think there's a lot of people that like to hate on Gurkha in that forum, and I'll bet you that probably 60-70% of the people that do the hate probably have never even smoked one. So
yeah, I would say that's fair.
It's a very interesting concept in how that this one brand really is very polarizing in the industry. Yeah. So
strange.
Yep. All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.